Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of ZTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today is date, April 10, 2015. As we continue to on our growth series for the month of April, we're here to teach and train and assist small businesses how to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And roughly, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to give some updates and some tools and tips on reference to what we're going to be doing for the remaining part of this month, 2015, and as well as for the rest of this year. What is your outlook? What is your outcome? And what do you want to have completed by the ending of this year, 2015? And what is your business looking like right now, ladies and gentlemen, that you're doing to implement what's relevant in the marketplace, as well as growing your network as we continue to share opportunities and information in reference to the business? And what is your website looking like that's going to help others to understand exactly what it is you do, and also give you feedback from the information or products or services that you're providing in your business? Guys, these are some great opportunities for us to really maximize the moment in reference to building, growing, and also sharing our information each and every day in each and every step that we take in business. And it's all about business today, ladies and gentlemen. What type of business you're running, no matter what type it is, you have to understand the market, the industry, and the people around you. And if you understand these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you will be successful in your growth theory, as well as sharing with others exactly how to share your information as well with them. One of the things that we have to understand in business, ladies and gentlemen, is that we must understand that there's great opportunities for us to do it without having to spend all this extra money that everybody thinks you have to spend. With social media, the internet, today, we don't have to do a whole lot like we used to. But if we understand the trends and what's relevant today in the marketplace, we're going to be able to grow a massive network with no trouble. And guys, this is one of the things also I want to share with you, is that when you look at business today, you want to look at where you are and what do you want to go with the business that you have. And also, what is the purpose of you getting in this particular business, and do you fully understand the business at hand? And if you're still learning, it's great, because you want to continue to learn as you earn and be the expert in the field that you're in. And the more you stay focused on that, the stronger you get, the better you are, and people will follow you everywhere you go. And guys, this is what it's all about. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about some updates and some ideas as to growing online, inbound marketing, social media, outbound marketing, information in the directories, how to strategically put that in place, as well as making sure that you have everything that you need to be consistent in your content, making sure that you have everything done in the directories that you need to grow. And guys, for people to follow you, you have to have a unique mission, a brand, a statement that you want to share with everybody, so that way they can identify that that's who you are as a company, as a business, and as an individual. SS Films here in Houston with Joy Comes in the Morning, a docudrama. We have the final casting call that is going to be on April 12th, 2015, here in Houston, which is going to be 8484 Will Cash Drive. The time is going to be on Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. And again, that's the final casting call for the docudrama Joy Comes in the Morning by SS Films this Sunday, 8484 Will Cash Drive, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. So make sure you guys tune in and check that out. Come out if you're local here in Houston. You want to make sure you come out to that. I'm going to be posting that as well on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and as well as the event is already there on Facebook. So if you want to come out to this casting call, you want to make sure you want to participate in the film and in the production of what we're doing here in Houston. Guys, Houston has grown exponentially as we continue to grow. And in the years that I've lived in this city, I've seen nothing but growth since I've been here. So I'm really excited for the opportunities that we have right now in place that is going to be a benefit for everybody in our communities as well as everywhere else we go across the country. So with all of the people that we got coming aboard and helping us out with this project, I'm really excited for Chrissy Teichman and as well as all of the other people in reference to the based off the author of the book by Rebecca M. Shepherd and the website that I designed for her. This has been a great win-win for everybody to participate in a movement that we've put together, which is going to change lives and transform information given as well as how people are basically being receptive to this particular project that we're doing. And guys, whenever you see a movie based off the original book and it's based on true events, then these are the things that you want to be a part of that's really going to maximize the information as well as the people around you. So I want you guys to also be participating in that sharing. We have Indiegogo where we're doing a fundraising, crowdfunding campaign for the film. And guys, you can go there and check it out at Indiegogo.com. And it's going to be JCITH2015. And you can check it out. Again, that's Indiegogo.com, JCITHM2015. So you'll basically see that too as well. So I'm really excited for that. It's going to really help everybody. Thank you all for at least giving us the opportunity to showcase this in front of you so you guys can see what's happening and what you want to be a participant of. And also on social media, I want your feedback, guys, on this as well. So you can definitely go there, check us out, tune in, and look at what we have to offer. And also the actors that's locally here in Houston, in Texas, that we're adding to the list as we create the database that's going to be developed here in reference to these projects locally so we can help them get the work that they're looking for as well. So it's going to be a win-win-win across the board for everybody. So these are the things that we're talking about in our community, in our city, so that way everybody can participate locally here. And this is one of the things you want to do in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, is what people want, need, can afford. But first mover's advantage, doing something unique and different in the marketplace that nobody else is doing, gives you great volume right away. So those are the things you want to be looking at as you continue to grow, share, and give update information in reference to that. So what is your website looking like? I've been sharing this for the past few weeks in reference to making sure you have not only just a nice-looking website, but a more of an interactive website for your business so that way you can have people to respond and connect with you right away online. Notice, and let's go into these areas that I'm going to be talking about in reference to your website. You got an e-commerce site, information site, interactive site, and you have also entertainment sites. If you're in the business in movies, music, or anything on that level, you want to basically have something that people can relate and respond to. But if you're a particular product business, then you want an e-commerce site. You want to make sure that the e-commerce site is also interactive, where your customers that's making purchases directly from your website can give you feedback and share their experience with what they bought from your site. It's all about sharing experiences today. And the more we give that to the higher level, the stronger we get, the more traffic we get, and everybody will be tuning in to that on a regular, consistent basis. So you want to make sure that it's relatable, it's relationship-based, and that you want to make sure that the people that purchase directly from your site, that they have the opportunity to give feedback in reference to their experience buying from your store, your online store. So if you look at it this way, guys, this will help everybody understand exactly what they need to do and make it simple enough so that way it can go ahead and get the purchase done and complete the transaction. Your goal is to make sure that you're generating revenue on a regular, consistent basis. But how do we do that? By making sure that we're doing everything possible to make it more user-friendly for the end users. We have to think on their level, not just on our level, as far as the, how we would want it done. But is it easy to navigate and find the information, and do you have it where you are showcasing that information so they can just point and click and get directly to the information that, that you want them to go to? Again, your website has to be on that level of simplicity enough for everybody to basically navigate and get the information and the product that they're looking for right there from your website. So if you do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen, you have a successful site. And it's much more. Now we have the other types of sites where you have a database type website where, of course, it's more expensive, but it gives you traction to keep track of all of your activities, customers, and information reference to anybody filling out anything online or making purchases directly from your site. And so you want to make sure you have something for everybody that you keep track of their information, so in case something else comes up, now you have to that information to submit to them at a later date. If you're running any promotions, if you're running a 5 P's of marketing, you should be running your promotions on a regular, consistent basis. If you're not promoting anything, then nobody will really know what you're doing and what you're about. You've got to start placing events around the product or service that you're providing in your company and making sure that your website showcases that event or promotion that you're running to on a regular, consistent basis. And I noticed that most business owners don't take the time to do that consistently. They may do it maybe once a month or every so often, once every 2 months, but your goal is to be persistent and consistent. Run promotional events. Run these things on like clockwork will help you draw more traction to your website and give you more information of people who are looking for the same thing that you're promoting. There are other people in your industry, in the same industry that you're doing, guys. You're not the only one doing this particular business or selling this particular product, but what is going to make it unique is by you promoting it more. It's all about promotion. And the 5 P's of marketing, we always talk about people, product, price, the place, and promotion. Well, the place is online. The promotion is this is what we're running, and you want to get it now. So the more you run this consistently, the stronger you're going to get, the easier it's going to be for people to find and do exactly what you want them to do. So with that being said, that's a great, great opportunity for all business owners to pay attention to these things when it comes to building a network. Again, it's building a network, not just a business, but a network. And the more you stay focused on that, following one course until successful, the stronger you be, you're consistent, and guys, you are the experts. So people should be coming to you in reference to the products and services that you're providing in your business. So with that, this is going to give us a great opportunity to share, to get the feedback we need, and then we can tweak along the way. You want to continue to tweak along the way and make sure that you have any updates or any changes that need to be made, then you can do that consistently, and that way it'll make it more consistent and tangible for people who want the information or product and service that you're providing to get it right then and there. And guys, it's always a learn-as-you-earn business. No matter what business you're doing, it's a learn-as-you-earn. The more you learn, the stronger you are, the more you can earn. You cannot grow if you do not go. And if you're not studying, if you're not taking the time to look at the full cost of what it's going to be, and you're not setting anything aside for yourself, and you're putting money back into the business for growth, then you're not going to grow. That's just the bottom line truth of that. So you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to make sure that you're doing everything that you need to learn and take notes, take copious notes, no matter who's talking, no matter who's sharing, no matter what it is that they're giving you, if it's relevant, if it's meaningful, if it's going to help you in addition to what you're trying to do, in reference to drawing more business, getting more customers, getting feedback from your customers so you know exactly what you might want to review or look at. It's all about reviewing your business. You always have to take a review and see what's going, what works, what don't work, where you are right now. How many people did you get this week? How many people bought on your website last week? And what is the consistency level of people ordering from you? And how are you building that up? You have to make sure you understand these things in order for it to grow successfully. If you do not, guys, we can help you. You can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And the marketing part, you always got to have strong marketing, and you have to be consistent with the marketing plan as well as your business plan that you put together. Are you putting out any PSAs? Are you doing anything on the level to get the attention or to let people know that you are in business, that you are here? A PSA is a public service announcement. All small business owners can do this for free to the radio stations and TV networks in your area. So you want to make sure that you're taking the time to do that and make sure that you're doing everything possible to share the information on a regular, consistent basis. And again, as I said before, I say again, the more you do this, the stronger you get. So with that, I want to take the time and take a break, quick break away, and then I'll be back with some more information. Okay, we're back again to GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and we're just continuing on our growth series for the month of April and making sure that we are sharing the tools and tips and concepts and ideas to help your business grow more successfully today. But guys, there's so much information out here. How do you know what information is really right for you? What's the right fit for your business? What tools can I add to my business to build and grow my business? And, guys, you want to make sure you have the right tools you need to build. That's what tools is all about. You know, if you want to look at how people are being more successful online, on the Internet, in business, it's because they're utilizing the right tools and they're giving the right buzzwords that's working for their company. And on social media, you notice it's all about the buzzwords and what works, what people can basically take a look at and say, oh, wow, I understand that, I got it. So you want them to interact with you, you have to be sharing information that's relevant and that's meaningful to them and to the marketplace. If you find out what it is that you're doing and you understand that consistently, then guess what? You can basically have more people to relate, to share, and to also tell others about what it is you're doing. And if it's particularly a product or a service, it doesn't matter which one it is, but if it is a product or service, then you want to make sure you have something unique and different that's being shared in a certain light or different light than what your competitors are doing. Look at what your competition is doing. Look at what these guys are doing that's also in the same business as you are. And look at what they're not doing and you can duplicate yourself on a level of sharing something that nobody else is sharing and getting the feedback from people who want to be heard. Notice, everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to express themselves in a certain way. So you want to make sure that you're doing the exact same thing and expressing yourself on a regular, consistent basis in reference to your business, what you're doing in your business, and how is you benefiting and helping people in the community where you are. That's what it's all about. In reference to more successful people, do the same thing, notice, consistently. They do not change, they do not waver, and they hang around other successful people. That's what you want to be about, then that's what you must do. So you have to break yourself away from things that's not adding growth to you and to your business. So it's okay if you break away, because here's the thing. In order for it to grow, you have to make sure you are in a positive setting versus a negative setting, and you have to make sure that you are setting yourself aside the time to grow, to learn, to earn, to do the things you need to do on a regular, consistent basis. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great, great opportunity, as I said, this year, 2015, as we continue this month, April, our growth month. I want to thank everybody who wished me a happy birthday this past Easter Sunday. I really enjoyed it, had a great time, and I'm really excited for this year as we continue to move forward in our growth series for the month of April and for the rest of this year. So if you have any questions, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to definitely check us out every week, each and every week. We're going to have another special guest on our show that's going to talk about it. And this is open for business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are aspiring to do the right thing, and what you guys are doing to impact the community where you are. How are you impacting the community where you are? What are you doing? Are you participating in the local events and the products and services that's going on there? Are you connected with local businesses that's there? And the goal is to make sure that you continually do this on a regular basis. I know a lot of people are not privy to talking to people on a regular, or not a people person, but you have to be a great salesperson for yourself and for your business and what it is you're doing for people to understand and gravitate with you. So with that, I want to make sure that you guys get all of that information. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And let us know exactly how you feel and what it is that you might want to know more in reference to building your business, building your network, doing inbound and outbound marketing, making sure you understand the 5 P's of marketing, and also making sure that whatever product and service you have, that you're running promotions on a regular, consistent basis. Look at the retailer today, ladies and gentlemen. Look at their online sites. Notice everybody's running promotions, some kind of special, some kind of promotion. And we are just promotion sales driven here. Anything that's on sale that's running a promotion, we're going to run quick to go get, because we know it's only going to be for a limited time. So with that way of doing business, you have to understand the industry as a whole and what makes people go to do the things they do in retail. Why do people buy more, and why do we have more people buying online items than going directly into the retail store? Is because of the way the trend has shifted now, where you can now purchase the information or the item online, pick it up at the store, or if there isn't a store, they ship it directly to you, which, of course, most people like that convenience, because I'm not going to drive all over town going over to find a particular product when I can just have it shipped directly to me. If you want immediate service, that's the route to take. It may take 2 to 5 days for you to get it, but at least you know it's coming, it's there. Delayed gratification, ladies and gentlemen, don't hurt anybody if you understand delayed gratification. While you focus in on that, you're going to continue to do your normal daily activities that you run on a regular basis anyway. So what was a couple of days for you to get the item, but at least you know it's coming directly to you. Now you can carry on and do your other tasks that you have at hand that may be more vital or more important. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, take the time to really understand your industry, your business. As an entrepreneur, you want to make sure you're continually growing and continually studying on a regular, consistent basis. So with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And also, too, to make sure that another announcement we have quickly, we have West Houston Fitness Center, formerly Bona Fitness. We're creating a website for him, Oliver Nicholson, who used to from Houston, Texas, in reference to his boot camp that he's doing now for this year, 2015, to stay in shape and get in shape. And guys, if you're not eating healthy, you're not going to be able to be successful in business in reference to your mental capacity and as well as your physical capacity in reference to how you ought to be on a regular, consistent basis. And guys, in order for what we put in our bodies does matter as well as what comes out. But here's the thing. You want to make sure that you're doing everything possible to continue to grow and stay strong. Study. Understand where you are and who you are and what you have to do each and every day. So with that, I want to say it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, we're going to tune in next week. We're going to have a special guest on our show. I'm not going to share the name of the person because you're going to be surprised, and I want to thank everybody for continually tuning in to GT Professional Network Radio. But I want you to keep building the faith, and as always, keep building the dream.